6.58.01281120241209, audio. Let's talk about this point again, the acceleration of an object thrown into space. If I throw an object with my hand into space, what happens? For now, we will voluntarily neglect the space traveled by the arm at the time of throwing. Without this space, there can be no acceleration because this variable is zero at the moment. The object in my hand has accumulated energy that will be released when it is released. If no slowing factor is present when the object is released, will all the accumulated energy be released instantly? Let's try an inverse reasoning. Now suppose that there is an acceleration, even a tiny one. This must imply that the release of the energy accumulated in the object is progressive, and if this is the case, what factors is or are responsible for this behavior? A first theory, space is not empty. We know that this is the case, the Northern Nights prove it beyond any doubt. It is therefore possible to approach this question with two different aspects. The first with a theoretical level leaving no room for zero, and the second with a practical level where a limit has been rounded and can be verified with objects with different shapes and masses. What I believe I understand is that the larger the object launched, the more the acceleration phenomenon will manifest itself. Conversely, the more massive the object, the more instantaneous the release of accumulated energy will be. I am obliged to say yes, with my text there is acceleration, however I do not know in what magnitude. I cannot ignore this point because movement in space involves millions of kilometers even if the movements are in rotation. For the real answer or validation of this text, consult NASA. With my knowledge I cannot do more and be wrong. In conclusion, acceleration and speed are two different things. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stephen Michaud, victims of kidnapping in September 2007. This November 28, 2024.